but a man who does a fantastic job covering the Philadelphia Flyers for several years now for the Courier Post and Gannett, Dave Isaac. He's on the line. Dave joins us on a Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Dave, thanks for taking a few minutes, man. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
How many years now you've been at the Courier, Dave?
Coming up on 8 here.
8?
And you're a Courier alum yourself, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's where I kicked off my career in the late 90s as a senior at Rutgers Camden. I started out at the Courier Post as a high school girls soccer beat writer. And I had never watched soccer in my life till the first soccer, I guess you call it a match, right? Went out there and this is the first one I covered. I had to teach myself soccer. So, yeah, man, I still live in South Jersey, so I have a soft spot in my heart for the Courier Post, and I appreciate you coming on, Dave. So yesterday we come on here, we're talking Flyers hockey. People are psyched up. The trade deadline is tomorrow. There's this team. Do you agree with my assessment further along than we thought they would be? Obviously, you're a lot closer to the team than I am. I wasn't expecting them to be this close to first place in this division right near the trade deadline. So have they exceeded your expectations so far?
Yeah, I think in that sense, definitely. I thought that they would be kind of hovering around that playoff bubble, but where the standings are, everybody's so close. For them to be where they are in what's, when you look at the standings, the best division in the NHL, that's pretty impressive. And as you mentioned, 5 points out of first place, 3 points away from second place Pittsburgh. They're right in the thick of things with 20 games to go. And that's really as much as you could possibly ask of a roster that was really just hoping to get back to the playoffs and a team that hasn't won around since 2012. They're in a very good spot right now. Absolutely.
What would you say is the biggest reason for their success to this date?
Coaching. Alain Vigneault has probably been, it's hard to quantify, but the coach has definitely been, in my estimation, the biggest difference in this team. How many players on the roster have taken a big step forward, how mentally mature they are. There are several games this season where you could say, you know, they had a lead and they lose it, the other team ties it, and in years past they would, without a doubt, have folded up and lost that game. And they seem unfazed by a lot of things this year. And I think that goes to the makeup of the coach and what he brings to the table, a guy who's been to the Stanley Cup Finals twice. And when you have a resume like that, it infiltrates into the roster and some of the players, even the more established guys like Jake Voracek, saying that one of the big differences of this team is if you're not up to task, Alain Vigneault will cut your ice time. And, you know, you talk about contracts and all these other things. The real currency is ice time. And if you have an established guy who's losing the ice time to a younger guy, a rookie, say Joel Farabee, a 19-year-old kid, that's motivation. And I think that's one of the biggest things that's kept the Flyers rolling this year.
When you have a guy like Alain Vigneault who's not afraid to call out some of the star players like he did earlier this year publicly a little bit, to just put them on notice, what do you think that does for the room?
Yeah, I think that it's also about putting his money where his mouth is. Like I said, with him making good on that word and not just saying Jake Voracek has to be better, Claude Giroux has to be better, but dropping them down the lineup. First of all, for him to come out and say those things, the players say that they don't mind because he'll tell the players first before he tells the media. It's a little bit shocking because you don't hear that kind of language in hockey very often, which it's all about team and you know, group stuff. So when you hear an individual called out, it sounds a little more dramatic. But if he's told the players that first, they don't seem to mind. And then, again, when he's making good on that word and moving them down the lineup, that's where I think that motivation comes in. And the rest of the players look around and say, oh, this guy's for real. We all better, you know, kind of tie those skates up a little bit tighter and get moving here.
When you go onto the ice away from the coach and how much he's helped this team become successful, who do you look at and go has been maybe the biggest, most pleasant surprise for you this year?
Well, I think when you look at guys who have taken the best step forward, it's probably Travis Konecny. And you always saw the potential for there to be points there, for there to be goal scoring there. But in the past, in his first 3 years, he was kind of a risky player. He would turn the puck over quite a bit at his own blue line, at the opposing blue line, and sometimes the opponent would then have an odd man rush going the other way. But he's been so much less risky while keeping all of that offensive flair that the Flyers saw potential for. And he's got career numbers to this point. And like I said, 20 games to go, so he's only going to build on those totals. He got a new contract coming into the year, missed the first couple days of camp. So it was definitely a little bit of a bet on him to be able to do that, and he's answered the bell there.
We're talking to Dave Isaac. You can follow him on Twitter at Dave G. Isaac. He is the Flyers beat reporter for the Courier-Post in South Jersey. Dave, when you look at Carter Hart and the type of goalie he can be, and we know his home and away splits are significantly different, do they have a guy that they can ride into the playoffs and count on for all of the games? We saw Brian Elliott and Tyler Joly just pointed this out to me, got to start against Columbus on the road. Or do you think that we will see two goalies possibly in the playoffs?
I think it's really hard to have a two-goalie system in the playoffs, but everybody talks about having one in the regular season. In this last little home stretch here, I think you've got to get closer to the point where you start riding one guy, and I think it's pretty clear that that person would be Carter Hart in this case. He's definitely the future of the Flyers franchise between the pipes there. I think they have like five back-to-backs left, so there's definitely going to be some opportunity for Brian Elliott in there. But as you alluded to, those home and road splits, you've got to get him a little bit more comfortable on the road, and you can't just make Brian Elliott be your goaltender outside of Wells Fargo Center either. So I think Carter Hart's going to need a little bit more on his plate here in these last, whatever it is, 6 weeks or so. And you'll start to see him maybe a little bit more than in the earlier parts of the season when the Flyers and Elaine Vigneault were trying to keep it kind of close to a 50-50 split.
The NHL trade deadline is tomorrow. Chuck Fletcher has made some significant moves prior to the season. Do you think he's going to make a splash, or do you think he's more inclined maybe to make a depth-type move, if anything at all, in the next several hours here?
Yeah, I think what they're looking for is help at center, and the difficulty for them right now is trying to forecast what's going to happen with Nolan Patrick, and if he can come back at some point this season. He's been on a pretty good track, but as you mentioned, 3 p.m. is the deadline tomorrow, so they kind of need to make a decision one way or the other. Now, Chuck Fletcher said the other day that Patrick isn't really affecting that decision-making as it relates to the trade deadline, so I still think that they're going to try and go out and get another piece at center, probably a depth guy. I mean, Sean Couturier is your number one center. Kevin Hayes is your number two center. That's pretty firmly cemented right now, but you look around the rest of the league and how injuries are just ravishing teams, I think it would be wise for Chuck Fletcher to go out and get another center. A few guys out there, John Gabriel Pageau in the Ottawa Senators is probably the best fit. Now, the belief is that he may sign an extension there in Ottawa. He's from Ottawa, hometown guy. He plays his junior hockey there as well. That's one of those rebuilding teams where it's like, how much can you really turn over that roster? They need a few players to come back next year, so you would think he would be one of them. If he doesn't sign a contract extension by 3 p.m. tomorrow, I think he could be on the move, and the Flyers, I know, find a fit there, but they also have their limits in terms of what assets they're trying to give up. Like we mentioned, this is kind of a pleasant surprise year for them. They're not at the perennial contender status where they're willing to part with a first-round pick this year. I don't think Chuck Fletcher sees this team as being there yet, so that takes a guy like Chris Kreider out of the equation. That's part of the ask for him with the New York Rangers is a first-round pick, so don't even bother there, but if the Flyers can get Pageau for, I don't know, 2 second-round picks or a second rounder and a prospect or something like that, I think that's definitely doable for this team.
What about the salary cap ramifications with Pageau making 3.1, I think, is his cap hit? Do they have to trade anything beyond just draft picks to get him?
Yeah, they would probably have to throw in a little bit extra there to get Ottawa to retain some of that salary. A lot of teams in the NHL are really tight up against it. I think there's 11 teams out of the 31 that are using long-term injured reserve, which allows them to go over the salary cap. And the Flyers are one of those teams right now. So, yeah, they may get into a situation here because they have a little over $2 million, just shy of $2.1 million to play with here. They might have to give up a little bit extra if they make a move just to get the other team to retain some salary there.
One more guy that we've heard a lot about in rumors, and I think it's a lot to do because of the familiarity. He's been here before, but he's got a big price tag, is Jeff Carter. Does that? I don't think it makes sense, but how do you feel about it?
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me either. In the sense that he could play center or wing, I think the Flyers would find a bit of attractiveness there. But the fact that he has another 2 years left on his contract at north of $5 million, I can't see Los Angeles eating salary for two seasons in addition to this one. And also, what's his effectiveness going to be even past this year? I don't see that being a real option for the Flyers unless they had some kind of sweetheart deal like Vinny LeCavalier had with when the Flyers traded him to Los Angeles, where, okay, at the end of the season, you're going to retire. And by all accounts, it sounds like he doesn't want to leave Los Angeles anyway. And he's actually hurt at the moment and may not be available until Wednesday, whether that's a convenience or a coincidence, I'm not sure. But definitely another little wrinkle into this whole equation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.